Funeral services for former Democratic Congressman Perrin Mitchell are being held today. He died last week at the age of 85. In 1970, he was elected Maryland's first black member of Congress. During the 8 terms he served, he'd never shied away from tough positions. Mitchell argued for an end to apartheid back during President Jimmy Carter's administration, long before other elected officials took it up. He also helped found the Congressional Black Caucus and served for a time as its chairman. Joining us now to remember Congressman Mitchell is longtime Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle.
And I understand that the Mitchell family has asked you to deliver the eulogy.
That is correct.
How close were you?
We're very close. Perrin Mitchell was like a father, but a father that was just simply a giant. I was a young boy, about 8 years old when I first met him, and he came along with Juanita Jackson Mitchell, his sister-in-law, to South Baltimore to help us integrate a pool, a Olympic-sized pool that was about 10 blocks from my small wading pool in the black community. The Olympic-sized pool was in the white community, and for 6 or 7 days we marched with Perrin Mitchell and Juanita Jackson Mitchell, and they showed us as children that we had rights that had to be respected, and that pool is integrated today because of Perrin Mitchell.
He was nicknamed the Little General. Why?
Well, he used to always say that I'm a small piece of leather, but I'm well put together. And I think he was a small built man, but he had a giant heart. He was one who was fierce with regard to defending the rights of all people, fighting discrimination, opening doors of opportunity. And he would he had no problem getting in someone's face and saying, this is not right. And, he picketed. He did a little bit of everything. He did everything you could do to advance the cause of minorities and women in this country.
You hold the 7th District seat that he once held, right?
Yes, I do.
And you also chair the Congressional Black Caucus, which is also a position that he...
That is correct. And that's interesting that you said that. Because as I was sitting here preparing my notes for the eulogy, one of the things that Perrin Mitchell did was he showed us that it can be done. In other words, I was a young boy, the son of two former sharecroppers, and I had no clue that I could become a congressman. But when I saw Perrin Mitchell do it, I knew I could do it because he told us we could do it, and he showed us that it could be done.
What do you think the most important part of his legacy will be?
I think it'll be that he constantly stood up for people who could not speak for themselves. And he constantly, he was a man of tremendous integrity, so much so that you could pretty much take for granted that he was going to do the right thing in every circumstance. And, of course, the fact that he advanced not only the causes of people who had been left out, but he has, because of all of his work with regard to minority businesses and the 10% set-aside rule for transportation contracts and public works contracts coming from the federal government to the states, that has made many, many people millionaires. Minorities and women have become multimillionaires because of that. So he not only took care of the least of these, but he also took care of those who were struggling, trying to make their businesses work, and make them profitable. And so he's done a lot for a lot of people.
And Congressman, I hate to segue to this other difficult topic, but there's some difficult news for the caucus today. Your colleague, Congressman William Jefferson of Louisiana, was indicted on corruption charges yesterday. Of course, he's innocent until proven guilty and so forth like that. But how is the caucus reacting to this news? How are you reacting to this news?
Well, you know, the part of the problem, the thing is, Michelle, that when the 2 years ago, when the $90,000 was found in the refrigerator, I think the caucus, that was the initial shock. And I think that most of the caucus members expected an indictment to come down at any time. Actually, I think most of them thought it would come down before now. I think William Jefferson has just got to go through the process as a lawyer. I can tell you that you never know how these things are going to end. But he's got to go through the legal process, and hopefully justice will be done.
Congressman, thank you so much for speaking with us. And I'm sorry for the loss of Congressman Mitchell. I know that was a personal loss to you as well as a professional one. And thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Congressman Elijah Cummings joined us by phone from Annapolis.
Hey.